Hare Krishna. Today is Srila Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance day. So we'll discuss about Srila Narottam Das Thakur. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this planet, his mission was carried on by Nityananda Prabhu and the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu was preaching mainly in Bengal and Eastern India, and the Goswamis were preaching in the Western India. Their center was Vrindavan. After Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Mata, Nityananda Prabhu's consort, was spread preaching. She was the head of Gaudiya Vaishnava mission, one can say. And then came three very stalwart, very important acharyas. They were Srila Srinivas Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu. Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu, all three of them were the Shiksha disciples of Srila Jiva Goswami. They were initiated, their Diksha Gurus were different. Srinivas Acharya's Diksha Guru was Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Srila Narottam Das Thakur's Diksha Guru was Srila Lokanath Goswami. And Shyamananda Prabhu's Diksha Guru was Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. They all were Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. And so that way, they were the next generation after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All three of them went to Vrindavan, and Jiva Goswami was their instructing spiritual master. Jiva Goswami instructed them on the science of Krishna consciousness. Srila Narottam Das Thakur was the son of a king. His father, Krishnananda Datta and Purushottam Datta, were two brothers. Krishnananda Datta was the younger brother. Purushottam Datta was the elder brother. And Krishnananda Datta's son was Narottam Das Thakur, who later became known as Srila Narottam Das Thakur, one as a Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya. Srila Narottam Das Thakur was naturally brought up in extreme luxury and comforts. Srila Narottam Das Thakur became acquainted to Krishna consciousness by coming in contact with Haridas Thakur at a very young age. Haridas Thakur visited their house and preached Krishna consciousness. Some very wonderful incident took place around that time. Haridas Thakur was explaining the glory of the holy name. He was explaining that just by chanting the holy name in the clearing stage, one attains liberation. Now, clearing stage, the chanting of the holy name has three stages: offensive stage, clearing stage, and pure chanting. So clear offensive stage is naturally is not really chanting. But the clearing stage, when the offenses start to become cleared, at that stage in Namabhash, it's not the pure name, it's the abhash, or the reflection or the shadow of the name. At that stage of chanting the holy name, one becomes liberated. So there was a Brahmin who was in the assembly, was very proud of his learning and very proud of his Brahmana birth. So he challenged Haridas Thakur that if that is true, then I'll cut off my nose. And Haridas Thakur, as a Vaishnava, as a very humble devotee, did not say anything. He just remained quiet. But within 3 days, this Brahmana, he developed leprosy. And to everyone's amazement, his nose fell off. When one gets leprosy, leprosy causes the flesh and bone to rot away. It rots. The fingers, even face, they rot away. So this person's nose got started to rot and fell. He said that he would cut off his nose, and in this way one could see the truth behind the statement of a pure devotee of the Lord. This Brahmana also became offensive because Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. So he was thinking, probably, what does this Muslim know about the Hindu scripture? Why? And therefore he kind of challenged that, how can you say that? What do you know? After all, you're a Muslim. And the glory of the holy name, mainly this person did not understand the glory of the holy name. He didn't know that the holy name is Krishna himself. Rather, he was proud of his learning and he was proud of his exalted birth. Anyway, so in this way, Narottam Das Thakur, as a little boy, came in contact with Srila Haridas Thakur. And when Narottam Das Thakur grew up to be a young man, one very wonderful incident took place when he went to take bath in the Ganges, in the Padma. It's a tributary of the Ganges called Padma that flows from East Bengal now. Now behind that there was, behind this incident there was another prelude. So I will first tell that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling towards Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu was on the, when he was on the bank of the river Padma, the same river, Mahaprabhu started to call out, Narottam, Narottam. And everyone was very surprised because there was no one called by that name Narottam there. So they asked Mahaprabhu, that who are you calling? So Narottam Das Thakur said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that he hasn't come as yet, but he will come. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the river and deposited his love to the river Padma, the personified river. Came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these holy rivers are actually persons. They are personalities. Like Ganga is a personality. Jamuna is a personality. The river is the manifestation of their potency. Shakti. So, Padma also is a personality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he deposited his love for Krishna to her, she and asked, told her that when Narottam come, you give it to him. So Padma asked, how shall I recognize him? How will I recognize Narottam? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that when he comes to you, your ecstasy will know no bound and your water will overflow with joy. So, many years after that, one day when Narottam Das Thakur, as a young boy, went to the river Padma to take bath, He was a prince, so he never went anywhere alone. There was always somebody who would escort him. But that day somehow he came to the river all by himself. Maybe as a young boy he ran away from the house and he decided to take bath in the river. And as soon as he went to the river water started to spit and it overflowed. And Narottam Das Thakur kind of fainted. And when he came back to consciousness, he could not retain himself. He was crying and he was laughing, he was behaving like a madman. So, and in the meantime, everyone started to look for him in the house. And everyone was very worried, what happened? Where did Narottam go? It was already so late. The lunch time was over, and so all the sepoys, guards, they went to look for him everywhere. Then someone, then they found him on the bank of the river, like behaving like a mad, or mad, as if he became mad. So the news reached home and his parents came. And since that time onwards, Narottamdas Thakur was completely transformed. He would always call out the name of Krishna, Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and call out their name and cry. And people thought generally that he became mad. But Narottamdas Thakur's family had a doctor who was actually a devotee. And he, when treating Narottamdas Thakur, could understand Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Could understand that this is a different kind of madness. It is a madness of Krishna Prem, madness due to Krishna consciousness. So then he told everyone that this boy has developed very rare love for Krishna. And since then, Narottamdas Thakur was always inquiring about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then one day, Narottamdas Thakur ran away from home. When he heard that Mahaprabhu's associates are all in Vrindavan, so he ran away from home and ran for Vrindavan. Now, a prince who never ever went out of home alone, he left home barefoot, he was running, his feet were shredded by stones and thorns on the way. He didn't have any food to eat, just he ran and ran and ran for Vrindavan. When Narottamdas Thakur arrived in Vrindavan, he was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Gopal Bhatta Goswami in a dream. So he took shelter of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami. And then Narottamdas Thakur was there, and at that time Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu were there. So they became very good friends. Three of them are of the same age. And Narottamdas Thakur came across Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami was one of the first associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came to Vrindavan. Actually, Lokanath Goswami was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan even before he took sannyas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal at one time, and there he met with Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami was a very learned Brahmana, but he was wondering what is the ultimate goal of life. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal, Lokanath Goswami met him and asked him what was the ultimate goal of life. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he explained to him that the ultimate goal of life is to develop love for Krishna. And although at that time, it was long before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and it was actually long before, even before Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwar Puri and started to display his intense attachment to Krishna and started the Sankirtan movement, he told Lokanath Goswami at that time to go to Vrindavan. And he said, you go to Vrindavan and I'll come and meet with you. So in this way we can see how the Supreme Personality of Godhead had his plan well before anyone could even imagine. So Lokanath Goswami, following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, another person Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met in East Bengal and instructed to go to Vrindavan was Bhugarbha Goswami. So these two personalities went to Vrindavan following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another person that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed to go to Vrindavan long before his plan to go to Vrindavan was Subuddhi Rai. Subuddhi Rai was a king. But he lost his kingdom, and the Brahmana and Subuddhi Rai's servant was Husain Shah, who became the king of Bengal afterwards. So one day the Begum, the queen of Husain Shah, noticed that there were marks of whips that slashed his back. You see, when one is hit with a whip, the mark remains on the back. It doesn't go away. It cuts the flesh. And as a result of that, a permanent mark remains. So Husain Shah's back was slashed with the whip's mark. The mark was there. So the queen asked, how did you get this mark? Who whipped you like that? So then Husain Shah said that when he was a servant, an employee of Subuddhi Rai, when he was a king, one day he made a mistake and he was whipped. So the queen became very angry. She said, that person should be sentenced to death. But Husain Shah remembered that many kind and generous gestures that Subuddhi Rai actually expressed to him many a time, so he didn't want to kill him. But the queen insisted, no, you have to kill him. He has beaten you. So he should be sentenced. He should get the death penalty. So Subuddhi Rai then reasoned, Husain Shah then reasoned that if Subuddhi Rai is forced to give up his religion, then that will be similar to death to him. Because the Hindus were so staunch that if they were forced to convert, it was something like death to them. So Subhadra was forced to drink the water that was contaminated by a Muslim. And the Hindu community at that time, the Brahmanas especially, ostracized him, said that, no, you can't remain a Hindu anymore. So Subhadra went to the Brahmanas and asked, how can he atone for that? How can he do prayaschitta? Then they said that you have to drink the molten lead. When the lead is made hot, it becomes liquid. So they said the only atonement for that is to drink molten lead. So Subhadra thought that if he drinks molten lead, then he'll die. So he was in a great dilemma what to do. So he went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked, how could he atone for this act that he had to drink this contaminated water in the hands of Muslims? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, just chant Hare Krishna. You'll become free from all sinful reactions, whatever sinful reaction may have been there. So Subhadra Roy, he then also left for Vrindavan. And many people those days coming in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to Vrindavan. That is why still today we can see more than half the population of Vrindavan actually are the Bengalis. Even the old families of Vrindavan, they are from Bengal. So most of the population of Vrindavan, it started, but those days Vrindavan was a forest. So Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami were the two persons who were the first two Goswamis to come to Vrindavan. And Subhadra Roy, he was, although he was a king, but in Vrindavan, he used to go to the forest, cut wood, and sell them in the market. And by selling the wood in the market, the money that he used to earn, half the amount he used to use to maintain himself. And the other half he used to keep to feed the Bengali Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when they came from Bengal with rice and sabji. Bengalis are very fond of rice. And in North India, those days, there was no rice. One could get only wheat, because people in North India generally eat chapatis and wheat made up from the wheats. And those days, now things have changed. Now rice is growing everywhere. Those days rice didn't grow in North India. So rice was a very rare commodity. It was very expensive. So Subhadra Roy used to save the money to feed the Bengalis with rice. So anyway, so Narottam Das Thakur came in contact with Lokanath Goswami and he wanted to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami resolved that he would not give initiation to anybody. He was a very humble Vaishnav. So he didn't want to give initiation to anyone. But when Narottam Das Thakur approached him for initiation, he refused. But eventually Narottam Das Thakur pleased him with his service And as a result of that, Lokanath Goswami was forced to give him initiation. These are all very sweet incidents, but I'll discuss maybe some other time, not today. So Narottam Das Thakur was there, and he was very brilliant person studying under Jiva Goswami. And all three of them, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shamananda Prabhu, decided to live in Vrindavan and never leave Vrindavan. But Jiva Goswami had a different plan. Jiva Goswami wanted that Mahaprabhu's preaching mission must go on. And the books that the Goswamis left, wrote, those books must go to Bengal. Because those days, main preaching was going on in eastern India. Vrindavan was a forest where some very exalted, renounced devotees were living. But otherwise, hardly any preaching was going on in North India. So, Jiva Goswami decided to send the books to Bengal. And he entrusted the responsibility to Srinivas, Narottam and Shyamananda to carry those books to Bengal. Now those days there was no aeroplanes or trains or even roads to travel. So they had to carry those books in a bullock cart. And three of them carried those books. Some rich businessmen from Mathura made the arrangements. They got the bullock cart, the bulls. They made a beautiful large box to transport the books. And Jai Shri Shri Radha, Madan Mohan ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. And they also gave some guards to travel, to guard the books. And so they started from Vrindavan. When they came to the border of Bengal and Bihar, they came across, there was a king in that area, in the border of Bengal and Bihar. His name was Hambir. And he was a dacoit. Although he was a king, but he was also a dacoit. He used to plunder the wealth of others. Bihar was notorious even from that time. So this person, Bir Hambir, had an astrologer, and that astrologer could calculate and tell how much money one is carrying. So he reported to Hambir that this group is coming from the west, from the western direction, and they are carrying an inconceivable wealth with them. So Bir Hambir got very excited. He sent his men to steal their wealth. So at night, when they were asleep, they thought that this box must be full of wealth, valuable gems and jewels. And so they stole it and brought that big box to the king, wooden box to the king. And with a lot of anticipation, the king opened the box. And instead of gems and jewels, what did he find? He found some handwritten palm leaves. So he asked the astrologer, what happened? Like, your calculation never goes wrong. But look, what is this? The astrologer calculated again and he said that my calculation reads that this box is full of wealth. So the king could understand that this is a different kind of wealth. This is not the wealth of mundane value. These are the wealth of wisdom. So he kept the box, and in the morning when they got up, they found that the box was missing. All the books are missing, and they were just completely heartbroken. Because they were the only scriptures written by the Goswamis. There was the only copy, and because they wrote in hand on palm leaves. So now they are lost. That means there is all the wealth that the Goswamis left behind. They were gone forever. So they were extremely heartbroken. And Srinivas Thakur, who was actually the leader of the three, he decided that he would stay back and try to retrieve those lost books. And Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu were instructed to go back to their respective place. Narottam Das Thakur was from a place called Kheturi, which is in East Bengal now, in the Joshua district. And Shyamananda Prabhu was from southern part of Bengal, near the border of Orissa. Now that place is actually Orissa. And Srinivas Acharya eventually rescued those books. That's why today we have all these books. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the writings of the Goswamis, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Ujjwal Nilamani, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. All those books were in that box. So, that's another story that we may discuss some other day. I'll briefly go through Narottam Das Thakur's life. Narottam Das Thakur came back to Bengal and he started to preach very effectively. Because of his preaching, many, many people became devotees. So, one day Narottam Das Thakur and his very good friend, Ramchandra Kaviraj, was actually initiated by Srila Srinivas Acharya, were returning home from some place. And while they were traveling, they saw that two very beautiful looking Brahmana boys were carrying some goats and buffaloes. They're carrying goats and buffaloes. They're taking some goats and buffaloes. So by seeing a Brahmana boy taking some goats and buffaloes, they could understand what they were actually meant for. When a Brahmana carries a goat, when a Brahmana takes some goats, what is the purpose? For sacrifice. So they could understand that these Brahmanas are taking these animals for sacrifice. So they considered that it's so unfortunate that such pure-looking Brahmana boys are indulging in such sinful activities. So then they devised the means to preach to them. So Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur started to walk just before these two boys, so that the boys could hear what they were talking about. And they started to discuss about how when one sacrifices animals, one gets the results of those actions. So the boys heard. They explained that the result of animal sacrifice is, when one sacrifices an animal, in the next life the animal becomes the man and sacrifices that man who slaughtered the animal. Also, it has been described that those animals after death come and with horns made of metal, they pierce the body of the person who sacrificed them. Such heavy reactions take place. So they started to explain all that among themselves. So these two boys overheard them, their discussion. And then when they realized what is the result of this animal sacrifice, then they fell at his feet. I fell at their feet and said, "Please deliver us from this this inconceivable amount of sinful reactions that we have accrued." So then Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj told them to go and take bath, told them to become devotees of Krishna and chant the holy name. So they became very excited. This, by receiving the holy name, they became very happy. And then they let the animals loose, let the animals go, and told Narottam Das Thakur that they wanted to go with him. So Narottam Das Thakur said, "Fine, if you want to hear about Krishna, that's a very good sign, you can come with us." So they went to Narottam Das Thakur's place. In the meantime, seeing that the boys didn't come back with the animals, the father was in great anxiety. And he started to look for his sons. So after a long search, they found their sons in Narottam Das Thakur's ashram. And so they came, the father came to meet Narottam Das Thakur, to meet the sons in the ashram of Narottam Das Thakur. And upon coming there, they found out the boys have been initiated by Narottam Das Thakur. So they became very, very upset. Said, "How can a kayastha, who is a non, how can a kayastha give initiation to a brahmana?" So he says, "It's a complete transgression. Like, it is shouldn't be done." But this is a symptom of the age of Kali. There is a statement that in the age of Kali, the Sudras will give initiation to the Brahmanas. He said, the Kali Yuga has begun, and the Sudras started to give initiation to the Brahmanas. And the father was very angry, started to chastise his sons. But first of all, he dragged them, he forced them to go home, brought them home, started to chastise. But the sons were so But the sons, by the contact with Narottamdas Thakur, became so advanced that they started to present arguments that the father could not defeat. The sons pointed out that the Brahman is not by birth. Brahman is by qualification. And if by qualification one becomes a Brahmana, then he should be accepted as a Brahmana. And the position of a Vaishnava is even higher than a Brahmana. Because the perfection of Brahmanical culture is to become a Vaishnava, a devotee of Krishna, devotee of Vishnu. And the father couldn't defeat. They gave other arguments also. That body is only the material covering. That is the soul. And by coming in contact with proper understanding, when the soul becomes purified, the soul is transcendental to the material, no? Material platform. And the best of the Brahmana is actually one who becomes a devotee of Krishna. And the ultimate goal of life is to become a devotee of Krishna, because a living entity is a part and parcel of Krishna. So the father got bewildered that his boys, then he started to think that, well, I am not so learned. That's why these boys are able to defeat. I can't give them proper arguments to them. So he thought that there is a very learned scholar, very learned Brahmana. His name is Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. So they got hold of, he went to Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and said, look, this is what happened to my sons. Some Kayastha, some Shudra has given him initiation. And now more I am trying to explain it to them that that was not right, the more he is arguing with me. But you say, I am not so learned. So you please make him understand. So Ganganayan Chakravarti said, sure, I will try. Then the boys were brought to Ganganayan Chakravarti. Now by talking to the boys, Ganganayan Chakravarti became so impressed that he wanted to meet Narottamdas Thakur. And so he went and met Narottamdas Thakur. And he was so impressed by meeting Narottamdas Thakur for his devotion, for his learning, that he decided to take initiation from Narottamdas Thakur. So when that news spread, then all the Brahmanas started to think that Narottamdas Thakur knows some black magic. And it is by his black magic that he is bewildering everybody and giving them initiation. So the Brahmanas decided to go to the king, Nrisimha Narayan, and said, look, it is your business as a king to protect dharma. Now, due to the influence of the age of Kali, the dharma is completely destroyed and adharma has come, and as a result of this adharma, this is what is happening. The Sudras are giving initiation to the Brahmanas by casting black magic spell on them. So you must do something about that. So Nrisimha Narayan thought, okay, I'll do that, but he's a Brahmana. I heard he's very learned. What you're saying is that he's very learned. So we have to defeat him with knowledge. So let us get the most learned Brahmana from Mithila. So the king arranged for the Brahmana to come, and with the Brahmana and his disciples and the king with his soldiers in a big group, they started to move towards Khethuri. In the meantime, the news reached that all the Brahmanas with the king are coming now to harass Narottamdas Thakur. So Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti then decided to do something about that. So they decided that when the group comes, they're going to stop at some place on the way. So in that village, they set up two shops. One is a pan shop and the other was a clay pot shop. Because the brahmanas will need to stop there to buy clay pots to cook, because the clay pots they wouldn't carry. So they opened a clay pot shop, and also they would buy pan. So pan also is very delicate, so they can't carry the pan with them. So that's why they opened these two shops, pan shop and a clay pot shop. So in the evening, these brahmanas' disciples, these pandits' disciples, came to buy some clay pots. And so the clay pot shopkeeper started to speak to them in Sanskrit. And so then the discussion turned into a debate. And in the debate, the pandit's disciples were defeated. And the same thing happened in the pan shop. Another group went to buy pan, and the pan shopkeeper started to speak to them in Sanskrit, and eventually they defeated them. So these disciples of the pandit then went to their guru and reported that this is a strange village. Here, even the shopkeepers speak Sanskrit. And not only the Sanskrit, their knowledge about scriptures is so great that they defeated us. So the pandit became very curious. He said, come, let's go and see what they are. So the pandit then went to the clay pot shop, and the pan shopkeeper also was brought in. So they started to discuss, and now the pandit also was defeated in the argument. So in the meantime, the king also got the news, and he came to see what was happening. So then the king, when he saw that the pandit became defeated by these shopkeepers, so he asked them, where did you get this knowledge? And they said that, you see, we got the knowledge, we are just some simple shopkeepers. But it is by the mercy of our spiritual master. By the mercy of a pure devotee spiritual master, even a dumb man can speak eloquently and a lame man can cross the mountain. So that is actually what happened. We don't have any qualification. It is the mercy of our guru. So the king asked, who is your guru? He says, His Divine Grace, Narottam Das Thakur. Then the king told the pandit, look, now that you have been defeated by some insignificant shopkeeper disciples of Narottam Das Thakur, what is your chance of defeating Narottam Das Thakur himself? Let us just go back. But the pandit said, no, I will go to him. I'll go to him not to get into an argument with an intention to defeat him. I'll go to him to surrender myself to him. The king said, yes, I will also go and take initiation from him. So this way, the greatest scholar of the time and the king of Bengal became disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. But still the brahmanas were very aggressive. They were always blaspheming Narottam Das Thakur. Then finally, when Narottam Das Thakur left his body, these brahmanas were, these smarter brahmanas were always, they said, see, now he has died. He died of all his offenses. And so Narottam Das Thakur's disciples started to cry to him that now that you have gone, see, all these people are blaspheming you. And how shall we continue with the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So in this way, when they are crying, although Narottam Das Thakur left his body, he came back. He said, okay, I'll stay for a little longer. So Narottam Das Thakur, after leaving his body, he again came back and continued to live. Then when everyone recognized the greatness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, recognized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and his teachings is the essence of the Vedas, and when everybody in this way accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, one day Narottam Das Thakur went to take his bath in the Ganges. It is in the northern part of Bengal where Narottam Das Thakur used to live at that time. It's in the Murshidabad district now, Jiyaganj. And so the Ganges there is very wide, very beautiful. So Narottam Das Thakur sat on the Ganges, bank of the Ganges, on a ghat. And he told his disciples to rub his back, rub his body. So as they were rubbing his body, thinking that helping him to take his bath, splashing water on his body, in front of their eyes they saw that Narottam Das Thakur's body melted into a milky white fluid and disappeared in the Ganges. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, there is no samadhi for Narottam Das Thakur because his body disappeared in the Ganges in that way. What we have is the Pushpa Samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki. Srila Narottam Das Thakur stirabhav tithi ki. Gaur premanande hari.
Jiyanilo premo dhana. Koruna prachu. না ঠিক আছে সং বুকটা দেন যে আনিল প্রেম ধন করুণা হেন প্রভু কোথা গেলা আচার্য ঠাকুর আনিল প্রেম ধন করুণা প্রচু কাহা মর স্বরূপ রূপ कहाँ को भी कहाँ मोरो स्वरूप रूप कहाँ सनातन कहाँ मोरो स्वरूप रूप कहाँ सनातन कहाँ दश रघुनाथ पतित पाव कहाँ दश रघुनाथ पतित पाव कहाँ मोरो भट्ट युग कहाँ कबीरा कहाँ मोरो भट्ट युग कहाँ कबीरा एको काले कोथा गेला गौर नटरा एको काले कोथा गेला गौर नटरा पाषाणे कुटीब मथा अनले पोषिब पाषाणे कुटीब मथा अनले पोषिब गौरांग गुमेरो निधि कोथा गेले पाबो गौरांग गुमेरो निधि कोथा गेले पाबो शेषव संगीर संगे जे कईल बिला शेषव संगीर संगे जे कईल बिला শেষঙ্গনা পাইয়া কান্দে narottam
das sheshangana paya kande narottam das Jayanilo primo dhano koruna prachu Jayanilo primo dhano koruna prachu Heno Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thakur Heno Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thakur Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anilo premo dhana koruna prachu Hano prabhu kotha gela acharyo thakur Hano Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thakur Jaya Narottam Das Thakur Jaya Narottam Das Thakur Narottam Das Thakur Jaya Narottam Das Thakur Jaya Narottam Das Thakur, Jaya Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Jaya Narottam Das Thakur. Jaya Narottam Das Thakur, Jaya Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Jaya Narottam Das Thakur. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur.